Hey mama, do you want to balance maintaining your home, cooking, cleaning, all the things you have to do as a stay-at-home mum whilst being present with your family? Do you find yourself up late at night, scattered, thinking about all the things you didn't get done and so need to do tomorrow? Is your greatest desire for your littles to know and love Jesus? Hey, I'm Elise. When I became a mum, I felt overwhelmed and wished that I could just stay on top of everything. I wanted to be there for my family, and yet all these things still had to get done. I was worried that I would spend this time too busy and miss it, until I found the secret, partnering with God even in our home life. In this podcast, you will find tactical tips for homemaking, help for your low-tox journey, as well as biblical parenting so that you will find God's joy and experience His peace in motherhood. Welcome to Wholesome Mama. It's time to go grab your cup of tea, reheat it because you know, and let's get into today's episode. Hi there, Mama, and welcome to the Wholesome Mama Show. This is a bit of a special episode because it is episode 200. I cannot believe it. I am so excited and so honored that for 200 episodes, you have joined in, you have joined me, and whether you have been here for all 200 or for two, it's such an honor and such a privilege, and this opportunity and this space and this time that I have with you, whether you are driving in your car, whether you are folding laundry, doing dishes, cleaning around your house, whatever you are doing in mum life, or whether you're not even a mum and you're just listening along, maybe you are a soon-to-be mum or would love to be a mum one day. This is an absolute privilege to get to spend this time with you. So I just, from the get-go, and I feel like I've put so much pressure on myself, like, oh, what am I going to do for episode 200? But really, I just wanted to say a massive thank you. Thank you to you every time you have downloaded an episode, every time you have subscribed, when you have left a review. It not only means the world to me and helps me to know that what I am doing is actually helping you, is actually making a difference in your day, but also helps this show to get found by other mums and we can spread the message about finding joy in motherhood again, which is what I am all about, wanting mums to find joy in motherhood and to do motherhood well, not from a selfish, look at me, I'm doing so good, but from an actual, this is a calling of God and we are called to live well, and we want to live out our callings well, right? We don't want to live out what God has placed in our hands. We don't want to do it half-heartedly. We want to go all out for Him, right? So I just wanted to say a massive thank you. Anyway, what I actually wanted to, I kind of touched on what I wanted, I felt like God wanted me to share with you today. And it was actually, I'm going to be honest, it is Sunday. And I think this is the first time I've ever recorded an episode on a Sunday, because a Sunday for me is a absolutely no work day ever. But I have been down and out with gastro. Sorry, TMI, but the kids got it last week and I thought I was okay. The week before, I thought I was okay. And then last week, I was down and out. Actually couldn't even keep water down. I don't think I've certainly never had it like that or been that unwell. It was disgusting and something that I do not wish to experience again. Anyway, so it's Sunday. This episode is going to come out on Tuesday, so it's 2 days away. And tomorrow, I know that I will have no time. So my husband is taking the kids out for half an hour out to the park for me to get this done. But this morning in church, I was just in worship. I was reminded, like, all for your glory, like, We gather and we do this all for your glory. We do this all for your glory. And it was funny because at the I actually had to get my sister-in-law to take me up to hospital. Praise God for incredible family, living near incredible family. On Friday, I actually messaged my sister-in-law and said, I think I need you to take me up to the emergency room. Looking back at my text message now, did not make any sense. Praise the Lord, she knew what I meant. But I was severely dehydrated. I could not keep water down at all and was very dehydrated, very, very dizzy, it was bad. Anyway, we ended up meeting in the emergency room. It's just where you meet friends. But we actually saw my sister-in-law's cousin and her daughter. Bless her. In the waiting room, she came back up to me and she said, oh, Lisa, I've been praying for you. And I felt the Lord give me this verse, and it was 1 Corinthians 10:31. And it says, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. And I was like, well, that's really funny because I have not eaten or drunk anything for like past 48 hours at this point. But it was funny because I was like, oh, like I've really been feeling like all for your glory, all of this, all of everything I do, all of in my life, all for your glory. And so I was like, when she gave that to me, I was still like half out and was like, haha, very funny, like, because I can't eat or drink. And it wasn't until this morning in worship that I like started pondering on that, like, and you know, there's context to the verse, and I'm not here to discuss that particular verse. I'm not going to get into it, but it's just the like, whatever you do, do it all for the glory of the Lord. Do it all for the glory of God. And what I wanted to bring to you today is that thought around our motherhood. Doing all for the glory of God. Doing all, even in the mundane, even the bits of motherhood that are hard, the bits of motherhood that are tricky, the way that we find joy in it is to do it for the glory of God. You know, we can think about all the list that we have to do as mums, right? The laundry that we've got to keep up with. Oh, I've got to cook another meal tonight. I've got to do the vacuuming. Oh, when was the last time I did like dusted the skirting boards and architraves? And like, oh, I should probably clean the windows. When was the last time I cleaned the oven? Oh, I need to declutter the linen cupboard. Like our brain, if we let our brain go, it will give us this never-ending to-do list. And that leads to overwhelm. That leads to frustration. That leads to us being short-fused. That leads to us being not experiencing joy, basically. We don't experience joy when we are in that state of stress and overwhelm, and I'm never going to be able to get on top of it, and it's just so much, and this is just so hard, and how am I meant to keep up? But when we have the attitude of, actually, this is for the glory of the Lord. This is for worship. This is my worship. This is part of my act of worship. That in motherhood, that me serving my family, me being a godly mum and a godly wife, that is worship unto the Lord. May that be a sweet fragrance rising up to the throne room of heaven. And I don't say that to be like, I don't want us to be weirdly spiritual about everything, but I really think that us as mums really need to understand that revival starts in our homes. I loved this quote that I shared the other day on Instagram, and it was, she believed she could change the world, so she stayed home with her family. I loved it. Because that is how we start to change the world. You want to change the world? You want to go and have significant impact in the world? You want to go and do great things for the world? You want God to use you? It starts in your home. It starts with the people, with the lives in your home. It starts with you and your husband and being in a loving marriage and growing your relationship together, growing towards God together. It starts there. It starts like being a mum. It starts by doing the housework. It starts by raising and teaching your kids what the Word of God says, how much Jesus loves them, what the truth is, not what the lies of the enemy, not what the lies of the world are. We want them to know that they are lies. We want them to know, though, what the truth is so that they have a foundation of biblical truth. That is where we start. That is where the Great Commission starts, going to all the world and make disciples. It starts in your home. The first disciples that you are called to make, if you're a mom, the first disciples you're called to make are your children. One, that you yourself would be a disciple following Jesus, but that you would raise disciples in your home, that we would raise our kids to be disciples, to be followers of Jesus. That's where it starts. And so often we can say to ourselves, oh, I'm just a mom. How many of you say that when you were asked what do you do? Like, you're meeting a mom at the park. Oh, what do you do? Oh, I'm just a mom. And I still can catch myself saying it. I've gotten so much better, but I can still catch myself and I correct myself and go, oh no, actually, I'm not just a mom. I get to be mom, which is an absolute privilege. Also, I have a side business, but you know. But so, like, in, it's just kind of ease and convenience. Oh, I'm just a mum. But it's time that we as mums realize the importance and the significance and the impact that we as the mother of the house get to have in our children's lives. And we know that we as mums set the atmosphere of our home. So if we have this joyful atmosphere, if we have this joyful presence about us, this joyful attitude, that's going to flow on to our family. Our kids are going to see that, hang on, mum's doing chores, but she's like, she's not angry anymore. She's not like, she doesn't yell at me as much anymore. Because you have this understanding and this revelation inside of you that, well, I get to do this, and I get to do this for the glory of the Lord. That may my house be for the glory of the Lord. May my whole life be a life that glorifies God. That it's less of me, it's more of Him. But how do we do that, right? What does that look like? Because it's one thing for me to say, that's all really lovely. Let's do our vacuuming for the glory of the Lord. And it actually has to start in your mind. There's no practical thing. If your mind is still like, this sucks, this is hard, too stressed, this is just too overwhelming, it's too much. And it's not to say, and this is where we need to remember that joy and happiness aren't the same thing. Happiness is an emotion that comes and goes. Being joyful is a position. It's a posture of our heart. It's a posture of our mind and of our life. That God, you have your way. I know I'm not going to be always happy. I know that. But I get to be at peace. And in your presence, I know that there is fullness of joy. So I'm going to rest in your peace of knowing that you have it, that you've got it under control. I don't understand it all. And maybe there's things going on in our lives and decisions that we're trying to make, or circumstances arising where we don't get it and we don't know. And we just give it to Him. We need to surrender it over and over and over again. For some of us, me, need to surrender it to Him. Go, God, I give this to you. Help me to stop trying to do things in my own strength, trying to do things my own way, trying to make my plans work. Help me to trust in you, because I know that your way is better, that you have a good plan. You have a good plan for my life. So help me to be content where I am and not complacent. I feel like there's almost a spirit of complacency that is disguising as contentment in the church, where the enemy doesn't want you to rise up. He doesn't want you to rise up as a warrior woman of God, because he knows that you will take ground. He knows that your family will take ground. He knows that revival starts in your home and knows that if you are a woman of the word and you pick up that sword, the word of God, and you start to fight off the lies and start waging war in the spiritual realm. I did not mean for this episode to become a little preach session, but you know, obviously we're going there. He knows that you can take ground. So he wants you to stay small. He wants you to play small. He doesn't want you to take room in the spiritual sense. And so the one way that I see him doing this with families, and particularly with women at the moment, but marriages and so much, is that we're content. And it's like I'm humbling myself in contentment, but it's actually complacency. It's actually, oh, well, this is comfortable enough, so I'm not going to step out. I'm not going to rise up. I'm not going to fully step into my calling and wage war because I'm good here. Oh, I don't have to go to church because it's all right. I don't need to read my Bible today because like I'm good this week. No, we need to rise up as mothers. And there's a beautiful, I love the story of Deborah in the Bible. And one of the things that she says is, I, Deborah, arose a mother in Israel. And that I think is what, when I was, I read that in the Bible, I'm going through the, reading the Bible in chronological order this year, and it has been amazing. And if you haven't read the Bible front to back, chronological order is awesome because you can like really make sense of the big picture. But when I read that, something in my spirit just like came alight. Like I, Deborah, arose a mother in Israel. What if in this hour, us as mothers across the earth said that? I, Elise, arose a mother in Australia. I, fill in your name, arose a mother in fill in your country. Because I'm going to do this mothering. I'm going to raise these kids. I'm going to cook this meal. I'm going to vacuum this floor. I'm going to, as a mother, after God's own heart, I'm going to do this for the glory of the Lord. And I'm going to do this to take back the ground that the enemy is trying to destroy, that the enemy is trying to steal from me and my family no longer. And this is what's amazing, is that we can like, and I don't know, maybe we'll do more podcasts like this if you like it, let me know. But I feel like this is so important because it's one thing for me to tell you like, all right, this is how we have joy while we're doing our chores. This is why we have the joy, because it is for the glory of the Lord, the God, Creator God, Heavenly Father, that we are doing this. There is a why behind having joy in motherhood, having joy while we're, it's not just like, I need to choose to be happy to vacuum my floor. It's so, so much more than that. It's really, when you unpack it, it's not about being happy to mop the floor at all. It's about understanding your calling as a mum to do it for the glory of God, to raise these kids as disciples, to have this godly marriage where you are a team and you are taking ground together, to live out your calling, the calling beyond being a mum and a wife, to live that out and reach the godly potential, the God calling that he has put on your life, and each of you have one. It's so much more than just, I'll choose to be happy today. And so this is a conversation I think that could go on and on and on and on. But I really wanted to, taste and see and kind of help you to like baby steps And I don't know where you all are on your journey with God. Maybe you don't even have a faith in Jesus yet. Maybe you're new to faith. Maybe you've been a Christian for decades. Wherever you are so welcome here. And as I said, I'm honored to be having this conversation with you. But I really wanted to just help you to get a glimpse and understand that what you are doing is so much more than I think most of you realize. The eternal impact that you get to have, and that's not to put pressure on you or anything, but it's to understand the significance of what mothering is and how incredible it can be. So I might leave it there. We might wrap up there for today. But if you loved this episode and you were like, yes, Elise, more of this, please let me know, because I otherwise don't know what you're loving, what you're not. But again, thank you so much. I would be so honored if you took 30 seconds right now to leave a 5-star review of the show. As I said, this is how we get this message of joyful motherhood, of biblical joyful motherhood, out to reach more mums. Be blessed, mama. Thank you again. Here's to another 200 episodes. I love you all. Have a beautiful week. Well, that wraps up another episode, and I pray that you were blessed by today's conversation and really got something out of it for you to take into your motherhood this week. If you did get something out of today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review so I know that you're loving the show. You can also come and chat on Instagram. The handle is @wholesomemama. And don't forget, we have a Facebook community too with mums just like you who are in the trenches of mothering littles. So come and join us over there as well. The link for everything is always in the show notes. Have a beautiful week, mum. Be blessed, and I will be with you next week.